Around New Year's Day or so, I think it was, I received a little note with those texts in the mail from Mr. and Ms. Pelham. Do you folks know them? Very nice people. And I don't know of any better scripture to begin the new year than with the promises from Jeremiah. Well, I want to speak today a few minutes on the idea of some sure predictions for 2014. Notice I said some sure predictions. I'm not capable or qualified to make predictions about a meteor or a meteorite hitting the earth. I'm not qualified to make predictions about the economy and what's going to happen with Obamacare and the impact it will have upon your income. I don't really know enough about Revelation and Daniel that I would want to know to make predictions about the success of the two world's greatest powers coming together, the United States and that of the Roman Church. I just know it's getting a day closer. And whatever is going to happen is moving more rapidly toward its final destination. I don't even feel qualified today to make a prediction about you. And I'm kind of glad that God doesn't reveal everything about us all in one big package. I'm not so sure that we could deal with it in an appropriate and healthy way. So I want to speak today about some spiritual predictions for 2014. And I'm convinced, as Paul would say, I am persuaded that what I'm telling you is the truth. The number one prediction that I'd like to share with you for 2014 is that the Bible will still have all the answers. God's Word does not change. We have tried to change God's Word to make God's Word fit what we want it to say. But I'm telling you, God really led in the establishment of the Scripture. And even though our words may pass away, the Bible says that the word of the Lord endureth forever. Now, my concern is this. As a Christian, I wish that each time we opened up the Scripture, that we would be flooded with this grand and glorious feeling that we are in the very presence of God Almighty. I try to read the Bible through once a year, and I've started this year. I'm moving through. But more importantly than the quantity of what you read is the quality of how you let the Scriptures speak to your heart. And we live in such a real world, such an odd set of circumstances. In our Sabbath school class today, we were talking about the idea, wouldn't it be nice that when you become a Christian, everything is good from then on? There is not a person here that can predict your own life for this coming year. But I know where the answer is. The answer is found in the hope of Scripture that in the end, God's people are going to win. So, Let's just look at a couple of one text here. So turn to Luke chapter 21. very simple verse here. You've read this verse often. It says, heaven and earth shall pass away. Do you believe that? But my words shall not pass away. So whatever takes place in 2014, it would be to your benefit to spend more time in the Word than you've ever spent. And I don't know how to motivate you to do that. I don't know in my own life what motivates me to pick up the Scripture and study. I know one thing that happens when I start feeling and thinking thoughts that are not as healthy as they should be, I just start reading. And I cannot explain it, but there seems, at least to me, to be a power in that book. And the more time I spend in that book, well, then the better I feel. That's not wrong, is it? Now, I have to admit to you, as I have in the past, and trying to be as transparent as I can, as I've grown older, there are some things that are not as black and white as they used to be. But that doesn't keep the Word of God from blessing my own heart and giving me strength and encouragement. So I'm going to predict that at the end of 2014, even if the Lord comes, that the presence of God, whether it be in person or in His Word, will still be a blessing to God's people. I'd like to make another prediction. Now, this is not rocket science. I'm going to predict that prayer will still be the most powerful thing on earth. More powerful than weaponry is the supreme energy that God can show when He chooses. Prayer will still be the most powerful thing on earth. Now, if we really believe in prayer and we're convinced in the ability of prayer, we should be praying more. And I would be an idiot to stand here today and tell you how many minutes a day that you should spend in prayer. Especially when the preacher is supposed to practice what he preaches. We've been through this before. It takes a long time to learn to lean on Jesus. It is a process. But that's what prayer is. It's finding more power than you've ever dreamed possible. And it often comes in ways that you do not suspect. And you cannot calculate how the power of God is going to impact your life or the life of someone else. We're always praying for other people. Do you notice that? But I think the real benefit, or at least an equal benefit, comes to the person that's praying as much as to the person that we are praying for. So, I'm going to predict that in 2014, nothing will be able to take the place of prayer. No iPad. No Galaxy phone or Android system or iPhone, whatever you choose to use, can replace the direct communication that we have into the throne room through prayer. A lot of scripture on prayer, and if you don't believe me, just go home this evening and do some study on your own. We are encouraged here. Psalm 65 and verse 2 says, O thou that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. Psalms 27 and verse 8, When thou said, Seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, Thy face, Lord, will I seek. And in the New Testament, 1 Timothy 2:8, he says, I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. And then we have all of those texts in Scripture that are sort of shadow texts. And I say shadow texts because as I've grown older, I understand that in the shadow of God's care comes needs that we have that we present to Him, but we don't always receive the immediate answer to those prayers. I remember the seminars that Elder Glenn Kuhn conducted on the ABCs of prayer. Never met anybody so convinced about the power of prayer. Ask, believe. Do you know the C? It's claim. Ask, believe, and claim. The problem sometimes is that after we have asked and in full faith believing and we claim the promise, we don't always receive the immediate results of that prayer. And I wish I could change that. Someday God is going to change it. But He just chooses right now for some reason not to always give that answer to prayer as soon as we pray it. We have the promise of the answer, but it doesn't always come right then. We are admonished that we should pray for one another. That takes some effort. You know that? But I appreciate the prayers of those who pray for me. And please don't stop. But you are fulfilling Scripture when you pray for your family, when you pray for your friends, when you just pray for each other, when you pray for the sick, when you pray for your enemies. And then there are things like this, understanding and wisdom and spiritual strength. For sanctification. And then to pray for patience. You know why we need patience? Now remember, these are spiritual thoughts. We need patience that declares to us, be faithful. At the time appointed, the end shall be. I think 2014 is going to bring something else, Dave. And as much as house churches and seminars and programs are effective, I find nowhere in Scripture that it says that Spirit-anointed preaching is going to be done away with in 2014. Would you turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 1? I want to be part of that continuing movement. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. beginning along here, along about verse 17, are the thoughts of the Apostle Paul. You know, there's some of you that are not listening to me. You're reading other material. And I'm not going to look at anybody. I just about did. But that's okay. If what you're reading blesses your heart, that's okay. Just stay with it. 1 Corinthians 17. For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel. Not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. And then in verse 21 it says, For after that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God, it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. So, one of the predictions for 2014 that I believe is sure is that God will have a place for the continued explanation of His benefits and the explanation of Scripture. In verse 23, he says, But we preach Christ crucified. Unto the Jews it's a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks it is foolishness. But unto them which are called, both of the Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God, and to the wisdom of God. I started studying this week and I just had to stop. There's a topic called the election of grace. Have any of you ever studied that? It opens the door for a deep study on predestination and how that one group believes that God has already predestined who's going to be saved, and another group believes that God's foreknowledge does not prohibit people from coming to Christ. But it seems to me that the power of God is so strong, it can be demonstrated through the foolishness, so to speak, of preaching, but evidenced in the lives of people who make decisions for Christ during those meetings. God will still honor Spirit-anointed preaching. Got another prediction. God will still pour out a blessing upon His people. You probably guess where I want to go with this. I want to go again to 1 Peter chapter 5. First Peter chapter 5 and verse 10. I texted this to someone this week. They texted me back and thanked me for sending it to them. But this would be a good text for every one of us here. You see, God still wants to pour out a blessing upon His people, and God is going to do it. And you need this. There's not a person here who does not need this. It tells us how God has called us to this. He says, But the God of all grace, who has called us unto His eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while, He will make you perfect. He will establish. He will strengthen. And He will settle you. God wants to do that for you in 2014. Would you say amen? God wants you to become the most efficient and effective representative that you've ever been. He will empower you to do that. Will you turn with me to another text? This is the book of Hebrews. And I would like Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. It is not wrong to believe that you are going to be rewarded of God. Okay? It's not evil to praise God that you have a reward coming. It is a gift God gives you of praise. Hebrews 11 and verse 6. But without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is what else? A rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. So look at that verse a little bit. I'm just saying that in 2014, a sure prediction is that God wants to continue to pour out His blessing upon His people. But there's something that is a requirement. If you notice the previous chapter, it tells us what it is. In verse 36, it says, "For you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise." Oh. You have great need of patience in understanding the will of God. Well, why? It's because God never forgets what He's promised you. His resources are not limited. They are unlimited. The difficulty comes in connecting our desires and getting the timing exactly in line with God's timing so that everything lines up. What I've learned is that when it appears things are lining up, here comes the old devil along and he messes it up. And he brings in things that almost demand we start all over again. And after you start all over so many times, you just want to give up and say, what's the use anyway? I'm tired of fighting this battle. Oh, but you have need of patience. In 2014, someday you shall receive the promise. And you must believe that God does not lie and that He is a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. There's another prediction that I would like to make. And it's a kickoff here from this idea of diligently seeking Him. In 2014... as you diligently seek Him, there will still be room at the cross for you. I was in a restaurant eating just a few days ago, and I noticed on the wall there was a little sign that said, occupancy so many. I don't know whoever goes in and counts to see how many people are there. Elevators do that. Just next time you get on an elevator, look at the occupancy for the elevator. By law, it must be posted. But there's no limit to how many people can come to the cross. And this is spiritual now. There's always room at the cross for you. And there will be all throughout 2014. There may be times when in your mind you get misguided and misdirected, and you may not even be able to know the exact way to get there. But if you will use the Scripture, and if you will use prayer, and believe that He rewards those that diligently seek Him, you will find the cross. And there will be room there. And the same words that the thief on the cross spoke to Jesus may be spoken of you. Lord, remember me. And I promise you that you are not forgotten. He knows you by name, by character. Luke 12 and verse 8 says, "Also I say unto you, that whosoever shall confess me before men, him shall the Son of Man also confess before the angels of God." I think it's the next verse, though. We read this in Sabbath school class. The next verse says that if we deny him, he also must deny us. Can we make a prediction that in 2014, every one of us here will find a comfortable place at the cross? And in that place, we will sense God's love for us. And in that place, may we be able to hear the words of Jesus in repetition. As we have poured out our minds to Him, we hear Him say, "Thou shalt be with me in paradise." Oh, I want that. You know, this could be the year of the Lord's coming. We have our list of things that have to take place before He returns, but listen to me. We may not have it all figured out exactly right. And no one certainly has the time figured out exactly correctly. When God begins to move, He can move so quickly. I just want to be on His side. I'd like to close with Jeremiah, the words that we started with today. It says here, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." And this is a prediction, that you shall call upon me, that you shall pray unto me, and I will listen to you. That you will seek me and find me. And may I change it just a little bit by saying, as you search for me with all of your heart. I promise, he says, I will be found of you. I will be your God, and you shall be my people. May God bless you in 2014.